AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There are negotiations going on Capitol Hill.
We're on a path to get this all done.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says lawmakers are going over President Biden's big tax and spending plan.
They have text. The text is up. You know, people have said, I want to see text. The text is up. The text is up for review.
Before leaving for Europe, the president pointed out this bill has been trimmed down to $1.75 trillion.
No one got everything they wanted, including me. But that's what compromise is. That's consensus. And that's what I ran on.
The president told Democratic lawmakers he needs their votes. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says this could end in failure for the president.
I think we'll be here for quite a while today. I think the screen will be up for a while until they figure out one more time, do they make Joe Biden look like Charlie Brown and Nancy Pelosi be Lucy, pull the football out from under.
Paid family leave and efforts to lower prescription drug pricing are now gone entirely from the package. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the company will have a new name, Meta. He says it's an effort to encompass its virtual reality vision for the future, what Zuckerberg calls the metaverse. Skeptics point out Zuckerberg appears to be attempting to change the subject from negative press recently about operations at Facebook. The Facebook Papers, a document trove, has revealed the ways Facebook ignored internal reports and warnings of the harms its social network created or magnified across the world. China is offering no significant new goals for reducing climate-changing emissions ahead of the UN Climate Summit set to start next week in Glasgow. The state of Florida is suing the Biden administration over its coronavirus vaccine mandate for federal contractors. The suit was announced by Governor Ron DeSantis and opened yet another battleground between the Republican governor and the White House. About an hour before the close, stocks are higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. Myanmar's military has used symptomatic torture across the country.
The AP has found the military has been torturing detainees in a methodical and systematic way since its takeover of the government in February. The AP investigation was based on interviews with 28 people imprisoned and released in recent months, with photographic evidence and testimony from three recently defected military officials, in the most comprehensive look into a highly secretive detention system holding more than 9,000 people. Data also indicates the military has been taking steps to hide evidence of its torture. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Britain says it will summon the French ambassador for a dressing down, the latest move in a worsening dispute over fishing licenses that has stoked tensions following the UK's departure from the European Union. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.